culture in France.
With Alison Hurd. The French, as you may know, have a special relationship with food. Some would say a love affair. France is home to a strong and old culinary culture that's envied and sometimes copied the world over. At this year's agricultural fair, President Nicolas Sarkozy announced France was making a bid to get French gastronomy added to UNESCO's intangible cultural heritage list. What does that mean? Well, it would join the likes of the Royal Ballet of Cambodia and Mexico's Day of the Dead festival. No cuisines are currently on the UNESCO list, so it would be a historic but justified first, says Pierre Saner, deputy director of the French mission making the bid.
We really want to argue that cuisine is culture, and what is the best place to have this proclaimed and celebrate according to us? This is the UNESCO.
So a definitive recipe, perhaps, for coq au vin, foie gras or tarte tatin? Not really. It's a much broader concept than listing or protecting individual dishes.
It's much more about certain art de vivre, maybe we can put it this way, because we're talking about from the product up to the way it is presented on the table.
But at the recent Gastronomy by the Seine festival held in Paris, Sherif Khaznadar, who helped formulate the 2003 Convention on Intangible Cultural Heritage, said the French bid was unlikely to succeed because the convention wasn't adapted to gastronomy. Pierre Saner, however, says French cuisine satisfies UNESCO's criteria.
Of course, they're talking about oral tradition. They're also talking about performing arts. But they also mention three other points very important for us, which are social practices, rituals, and festive events. We strongly believe that cuisine, in the way the French appreciate it, is a social practice, a ritual, and a festive event. And if I go further, there's one example that is given by the UNESCO, and it's culinary traditions. So we're not very far from our bid.
But for Mary Hyman, a historian specializing in French culinary arts, proving cuisine is a specific expression of French culture will be a real challenge.
Part of the big problem is, how do you define the community? I mean, the UNESCO convention does very specifically say that they do not want a collection of phenomena or objects or whatever it might be that are shared by people in a geographical zone. In other words, that's exactly what it sounds like French cuisine is. I mean, it's a collection of different things, and people talk about France as a geographical, political entity. So the idea is to express the idea that cuisine and sort of a life at table, shall we say, or the way the French see themselves at table or see the table, is a specific expression of French culture as a whole. A certain way of eating, a certain way of preparing things that goes beyond specific recipes is perceived of as French, and that's the challenge.
Another challenge is persuading people this isn't about saying France's cuisine is superior or that the bid would somehow exclude other countries, a common misunderstanding.
This is not a car race. This is not the Olympic Games either. We don't want to have the gold medal of the cuisine. The main thing, the main objective for us is to have this recognition, because it will help our children also to understand that the way you eat is the way you live, that veg are important, that if you spend time cooking, then you can spend time sharing, then you spend time talking with your own family. There's lots of incidents of this recognition.
UNESCO says culture has to be both living and lively to qualify, so we're not talking about protecting an endangered species here. But as Mary Hyman notes, there is a feeling that the French culinary spirit is being chipped away.
The French still do have a relatively traditional three-meal-a-day sort of thing with the family or with friends. It's a very convivial, very social moment. The idea of sort of snacking all day long isn't part of the French culture yet, but it's getting that way among the young. And people are saying, but we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose our identity if that happens. And so that's the thing that has to be preserved, that spirit.
So some UNESCO recognition and promotion wouldn't go amiss. But we're a long way off yet. The bid will be presented to UNESCO next summer. For Culture in France, I'm Alison Hurd.